All right, joining me now is Susie Voiles, and she is running for U.S. Congress as well. But again, who cares? Everybody's running for Congress. We care, but you got to also have an interesting story to get to the desk. Not just you're running for Congress, which is great and important, but what is your story? Well, she has a story. She's the one that found what?
I found the fraudulent ballots in Fulton County, Georgia.
Wow, Susie.
I was the whistleblower, and...
You were the whistleblower we've heard about.
I was the whistleblower you've heard about, and...
Have you ever met Mike Lindell or talked to Mike Lindell?
I've texted Mike Lindell, but I'd love to meet him.
Okay, well, yeah, hopefully he'll come around. Has anyone heard about Mike? Is he coming around today, or what's the deal, Logan? He's being interviewed down there? Well, that could take 2 days to get up here. All right, so you tell me about your finding these ballots in Fulton County.
I've been a 20-year poll manager in Fulton County.
A 20-year poll manager. You started when you were 12 or what?
No, 5.
Okay.
So, I was a precocious child.
Yes, you were.
A very smart child.
So where did you find these?
So there were a lot of irregularities, but we were called in to do what they were calling a hand count audit, but it wasn't. It was just pushing papers back and forth. You know, you would count 10, and then you'd give them to me to verify that you had counted 10. It was not a true audit. But
what would it take to be a real audit, a true audit?
What would it have taken it to be a real audit?
Yeah.
First of all, they would have needed, I think what we need to do is go to people, what has been suggested, an outside auditing firm.
Right.
Remember, this is probably 10 days after the election when there were some discrepancies, and so they were trying to verify their count, make sure their count was correct, and they called in poll managers, assistant managers, to come and do this count. But I think if we had an outside, you know, one of the big accounting firms would be great. Somebody who is independent, somebody who is not involved. And I've thought long and hard about this, but what I was given and with my partner was a box of 800, and that means there were 8 batches in there of 100 apiece. But one particular batch, most of the ballots looked a little interesting anyway, but one particular batch I could verify. It had 110 ballots in it. 2 were for Trump, 1 was for Jorgensen, and 107 were for Biden. The first thing that drew my attention to it was the fact that I touched these things and there wasn't a fold in them.
And these were supposed to have been mailed.
These were supposed to be absentee ballots. And so, you know, I'm feeling the paper, and the paper felt different. When you've been feeling this paper for over 20 years, you kind of have an idea of what it feels like.
What did it feel like, regular copy paper?
The texture of it, no, it did not feel like regular copy paper. It was heavier, but there was something about the texture that wasn't normal. The other fact was there were no folds in them. And then the other thing that drew my attention to it, we were only supposed to look at the presidential ballot, but remember, we had a lot of things that people were thinking had gone awry. That Joseph Biden, remember the test you used to take as a child where you had to bubble it in?
Yeah.
And you were told, bubble the whole thing in,
right,
or it won't count. Well, it turns out the manufacturer of the machines has a library of over 2,500 marks that they can put on to these ballots, and they're pretty proud of that fact.
Who is the manufacturer of the machines?
I'm not allowed to say because I'm under a restraining order.
Who's got you under a restraining order?
The company.
Okay. All right. So
but I think you can figure out who the...
Yeah, I think I can. So, wait a minute. Why are you under a restraining order by the company? Are they suing you?
They sent that out, I think, blanket to everybody who was...
So you got a letter...
I got a letter from an attorney up in the Washington, D.C. area. But these ballots, I got to tell you about the rest of them. Not only was the Biden ballot mark unusual because there was like a little white eclipse, there were also votes for senators. There were House people, you know, our state senators. There were referendums on the ballot. There was even water and soil conservation in Fulton County. Of those 107 ballots, this was the condemning kind of final nail in the coffin for me that these were fraud, was the fact that every single one of those 107 ballots was voted identically. Now, I've done this for such a long time.
What do you mean, voted identically?
So, in other words, not only were 107 votes for Biden, but our guy running for soil and conservation got 107 votes. That's so unusual. People don't
so
always
down
vote.
So down tickets were all identical. And so it's like someone took one ballot and made 106 copies.
Correct. And the referendums were all identical. Some people don't even know how to vote on a referendum. So finding that many ballots in one batch identical, that's unprecedented, and I believe it's statistically impossible.
So what did you do? Yeah, absolutely. So what did you do when you saw that information? Did you call it to anyone's attention?
I did. We were given a little piece of paper to hold up, and if we had a question or something we needed to verify or check, they said, oh, no, that's not a problem, keep counting. But this drew such commotion that there were people who had taken pictures. I was on this side of the desk. People from the other side had taken pictures to verify these ballots, and you can see there are no folds.
So you didn't take pictures, but other people did.
It was not legal. No.
It was not legal to take pictures?
No, it wasn't.
So no one has pictures of this?
There are pictures of it, but I did not take pictures.
Okay, so other people did, even though they're not really supposed to. Is that because they were so bothered by it? They just did it?
I think they found it was so unusual that they really wanted to verify and document.
So there are pictures to prove what you're saying?
Oh, yes. And there are other people who can prove what I'm saying, including the woman who is counting ballots with me. We all filled out an affidavit. And
would that woman have been of the other party?
Unfortunately, that was another thing I think they did wrong. They put someone who is not only of my same party, but fortunately for them, both of us are Christians, both of us are honest people, and neither of us would ever do anything dishonest, particularly with a ballot, because we're sworn in our opening statement that when we go to work that day that we will do whatever we can to prevent fraud, abuse, or deceit during the election or the continuance thereof.
So you take an oath?
Oh, yes, we do. And see, this was the continuance thereof. So even though the management of this system was sloppy by them, we fulfilled our oath.
So when you raised your card and you said we have a problem, what happened?
They just told us to go on.
Nothing to see here?
Nothing to see here. But what I did is, you know, numbers can be transposed very easily, particularly if it's a long time before you can do something. We took a break. That was our last there. I wrote down the box and the batch numbers, and we sealed the box properly. And there's a chain of custody where you seal it with the Secretary of State seal, and then you sign that.
Right. So that if the seal is broken, the signature is messed up, and you can tell it's been opened.
Correct.
You can't just slowly peel it off. It would rip. You'd mess the signature up. You'd be able to tell this thing was just broken.
Correct.
The seal was broken.
Correct. Anyway.
So you did that.
We did that, and then the next day somebody had heard what I had seen, and they wanted me to go ahead and write an affidavit. And so I did write an affidavit. Actually, I have to be very honest with I prayed about it first because protecting the elections is so important to me. I wasn't sure whether this was right because I knew I was probably going to lose my job over this. But I went ahead.
What did you do?
The next day I called the person that wanted to write my affidavit and I said, this is part of telling the truth. I've got to tell the truth. And so did my affidavit. I wound up being in one case against our Secretary of State. I was also in the hearings, the Senate hearings, for on behalf of candidate Trump. And I revealed my testimony, and much to the dismay of those people who called the hearings, this was our Senate Judiciary Committee. Anybody who was in there lost their chairmanship. Remember, the Republicans right now have control of the House. That means the Republicans are in the majority. That means they have the chairmanships. And all four men who did this lost their chairmanships.
Okay, I want to make sure our answer since what you just said. You guys took this to members of the state legislature who were chairmen.
Actually, it was a state senator who, yes, we did take it to them, but it was a state senator who is head of the Judiciary Committee who said, I'm going to call some hearings on this. And his purpose of the hearings was not only to hear testimony, but depending on that testimony, make recommendations to the whole body and to our governor.
Okay. And but you're telling, go back to the fact that four people who were chairman lost their jobs. Explain who they four were.
They lost their chairmanships. One of them was Senator Brandon Beach. One of them was Senator Burt Jones. One of them was Senator Greg Dolezal. And another was you know what?
That's all right. You got three out of four. That's pretty good.
And the senator who called this was Senator William Ligon, and Senator Ligon was retiring, but to his credit, he could have just said, I'm done. This was December 3rd when we're calling
but
this hearing.
Four of these men in the state legislature of Georgia who were willing to look into this all lost their chairmanships.
Yes, because they also recommended that we not certify the vote. There was too many questions that there needed to be a deeper investigation. And our lieutenant governor went on the news nightly saying there was no fraud, there was no
election. Who is your lieutenant governor?
Our lieutenant governor is not running again, but it's Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan.
And, of course, your governor is Brian Kemp.
Yes, that's correct.
And so when these men lost their chairmanships, that's the Republicans doing it to them.
Unfortunately, it is.
So, one of my friends, his father was the president of the United States for 8 years. And I'm being careful because sometimes I wonder how much to say in private conversations. But his dad was the president of the United States, and he said to me several times now on the phone, you know, how do you have this unless both sides are cheating? And you're proving that both sides were involved in this, in the cover-up. The Republicans in Georgia were involved in the cover-up of the voting crime.
Not only were they involved in the cover-up, but this has spilled into my race. I've had death threats. I've had my brake lines cut on my car. My daughter, whose car is registered to me, had an Allen wrench pushed into the inside rear sidewall. That's a pretty hard thing to do because, you know, they're not very big. And she's got big, hunky tires. She's got an SUV. And the only reason it's registered to me is she wasn't able to take it to be registered. So that's why
they were trying to hope that your tire would blow out or something.
Which it did. And the policeman who...
So while she was driving, the tire blew out.
The policeman who came to help her, she's got a pretty level head. She knows how to handle things. But she was on the interstate.
Was it a front tire?
No, back rear tire. And so we just had a number of things like that.
What did the police officer say?
They said, this isn't something you picked up on the road.
Because it's in the side of the tire.
On the inside of the tire.
Oh, on the inside. Oh, wow.
Yes, not on the
outside. Right, but on the inside.
Inside.
Yes, yeah. Wow.
So that he said, this took a little piece of work here. But she's safe. There's just been a number of things we've
So
had.
You're being intimidated to be quiet.
Very much so. Very much
and
so.
And then you're also concerned about lawfare, right? Meaning legal action. Having to hire lawyers. Having things put on you where you end up, this is just getting too expensive. I'm just going to be quiet.
Well, you know, there's no price to put on the truth. When you look at the patriots that founded this country... And just out of interest, you wanted some interesting things. My father's family came over on the Mayflower.
Really?
It's really exciting when you go in the rotunda of the Capitol and you can pick out your ancestors.
Wow.
And you think of the responsibility, particularly with the Mayflower Compact and what
yes.
they were dedicating themselves
yes.
to. And those things to which they were dedicating. And that's something that we've proudly talked about, not only our biblical heritage, but our responsibility to be a steward of what is here. So I don't think you can put a price on that. You look at the early patriots, and you know why they didn't fire until they saw the whites of their eyes. They didn't have money for ammunition. They had to make their shots count. I cannot be intimidated when it comes to the truth.
So now, were you classified legally as a whistleblower?
Yes, I was.
And what is that? What kind of protection does that provide you with?
Well, I want to back up just a little bit.
Okay.
One of the things that they did is they fired another 9-year manager on the same day.
Who had managed in the election?
Yes, but her job before that was she actually printed these ballots. She was told She was calibrating the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wasn't doing anything illegal or nefarious. She was making sure the machines printed properly. But it's those ballots that made their way into some of the boxes to be counted. And that was a huge mistake on the part of Fulton County. Firing two people whose stories corroborate one another and we didn't know each other. I mean, that was quite a smoking gun.
Okay, you've confused me there. You're going to have to help me understand that. They're running the machines that are printing ballots.
Yes, and they told her she was calibrating the machines 2 weeks prior to the election.
What does that mean?
Calibrating a machine?
Yep.
Making sure that when votes are put onto a ballot, that first of all, they're in the right spot so
they can read it.
The scanners can pick them up.
Right, okay. So she's calibrating it 2 weeks before the election.
Correct. And so she's calibrating those on to actual ballots.
Right.
And there were pallets and pallets and pallets of these ballots.
And these were supposed to have been ballots that were mailed in?
No, these were supposed to be ballots that should have been shredded because they were done by one person. Making sure the machines operated properly.
Oh, wow. Whoa, 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 whoa. Now I've got it. So they had a bunch of test ballots.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at them. Test ballots.
To make sure the machines set up correctly, calibrated correctly.
Correct.
Got a bunch of these test ballots.
Correct.
Okay, pick it up from there because I think I'm now figuring this out.
Okay, so she didn't do anything wrong. I want to make that very clear.
Right, right.
She did not know these were going to be used otherwise, but they made themselves into batches throughout the day.
The test ballots that were supposed to be just for testing and calibrating machines started making themselves into the real count.
Correct.
And two people who were doing the right thing and saw this testified to the same thing.
Correct. And we did not know each other before this.
And she had worked there for 9 years and got fired?
She was just like me, a poll manager, and yes. Okay. She was fired. We got a very nice thank you letter for your service.
Did you see this as well? Or just her?
Did
the ballots that were supposed to be test ballots
for
collaborating?
No, I did not have anything to do with ballots beforehand.
Okay.
I was afterwards counting the ballots and verifying.
But what that tells you then is that fake ballots were printed.
Correct.
And fake ballots made it into the real system.
Correct.
And fake ballots were counted.
Correct.
As part of the real vote.
Correct.
And how many ballots are we talking that she saw that were fake ballots?
My batch had 107. Just one box had 107. On the table, we saw stacks of them stacked this high.
Thousands.
Thousands.
And that's just Fulton County.
That is just Fulton County.
And how many counties are in Georgia?
159.
So if they did that in every county by the thousands, and what was the margin of victory in Georgia for Biden? Do you remember? Was it 10,000?
It was a little over 11,000 votes.
Okay, 11,779 or something like that?
Correct. And this is just so egregious to me because this isn't a game.
Who's interviewed you besides me?
Besides you?
Yeah.
Hannity, Martha McCallum.
Wait a minute, Hannity interviewed you about this? Sean Hannity?
Yes.
When?
Back in November. Right after the ballots were
found. On his radio show or TV show?
TV show.
But one time?
Well, come to think about it, I was also on his radio show. On his TV show and Martha McCallum, OAN News, NTD.
Okay. But then it seemed like after that, Fox just went silent. Why did Fox seem to just go silent? I mean, they're hearing the evidence and all of a sudden they just went silent.
That's a very good question. That's an excellent question.
So, where does this go now? I want to get to your running for Congress, but where does this go now?
Where does this go now? There is a lawsuit by David Perdue, who was running for Senate,
mm-hmm.
and he lost in the runoff for Senate. And his margin remember in Georgia, you have to have 50% plus one.
Right.
And he was so close to that, but he did not get that. So there was a runoff for his position, which was his seat. We also had a runoff for Kelly Loeffler's seat,
right.
which was finishing the term of Senator Johnny Isaacson. And so he has filed a lawsuit. All the lawsuits, first of all, it was hard to get a judge to even listen to the lawsuit. We finally found somebody who would listen to the lawsuit. And everything went along kind of hunky-dory for a while. Testimony was going along, and things were going well for a number of months. And then, all of a sudden, Judge Amaro said, this case doesn't have standing. And usually that happens within the first month, usually even sometimes before trial, for somebody to say, this doesn't have any standing. So what has happened is they have regrouped, and this time David Perdue, who does have standing, because he believes his votes were legitimately not counted properly, and a voter are in there. They're using my affidavit. They've refreshed the affidavit, which is a good thing because they're very precise on their affidavits.
So if it goes to trial, you'll probably be called as a witness.
Well, I was not called the first time, and I wish that I had gone. And the reason I wish I had gone is the defense of the Secretary of State was saying, oh, I think Susie must be mistaken.
Oh, so you're saying Brad Ratzenberger. Brad Ratzenberger's attorney, the attorney for Brad Ratzenberger?
Correct.
In this case?
Yes.
Said you were mistaken? How would he know?
Well, that line kept surfacing. A lot of the state senators asked me, they said, Susie, I hear you recanted your testimony. And I said, I didn't know such thing. Plus that you know that an affidavit is something that you sign under penalty of perjury.
Perjury, right.
Perjury is a pretty serious,
yes,
not only crime, but being a believer, there was, you know, lying is not
a good thing, not acceptable. So what do you make of Brad Ratzenberger?
I've known Brad for a long time.
Personally?
Yeah, not close personally, but we've been in the same sort of political circles.
I mean, you've talked.
Oh, yeah, and we were in the same Republican leadership group.
So you've been around him.
I have been.
So what do you make of this guy?
He was a man that really wanted to run for governor and didn't know all that much about voting. Now, I will have to say
he wanted to run for governor, huh?
That was what he said when he was running for Secretary of State. And I do have to say he knows an awful lot about technology, interestingly. And he also, there's much more to the Secretary of State's office than elections. But elections are the thing that govern who we are, how we live, what we do, taxes we pay, everything.
But you're saying Brad didn't really know a whole lot about how government works and how to operate government and the law. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
He knows about maybe some technology.
I think he does, and corporations and other things that belong to, you know, the purview of the Secretary of State's office.
So Brad's goal was to get the title of governor. He's ambitious and wants the title of governor.
That is what he said on the bus during campaigning for Secretary of State. And you know, whatever you do, particularly if you call yourself a Christian, you need to do everything as unto the Lord. So, you know, I don't care if I'm cleaning out toilets at my house. You've got to do everything well. Whatever you do it unto the Lord. And if you've been given the stewardship of your state's elections, you better know, you know, inside and out how they work, how they don't work. And
he doesn't know that. He doesn't really know how the voting system works, does he?
He believes that he does, and he confirms that there was no fraud over and over again. He's running again. But having been someone who's been involved in this for a long time, I don't believe he knows the enormity of the voting system.
So let me ask you this in conclusion, Susie. I want to get you that you're running for Congress. What about the folks in Georgia? I mean, hasn't there been enough information with Garland Favorito? You know my friend Garland?
I know your friend Garland really well. I
figured you did.
As a matter of fact, he also uses my affidavit quite a bit.
He uses your affidavit, yeah. Garland's a good guy.
He's a very good guy.
And he's been in our studio a couple times. And so with Garland and you and others that are working, why is the average Georgian, is that what you say in Georgia, Georgian?
Georgian.
Why is the average Georgian not, demanding a forensic audit? Or have they been lied to by the media?
Oh, they are. they are demanding.
So the media makes you guys all to be crazy, right?
Kooks, conspiracy people.
Sasquatch, UFOs.
Things like that. And they're misunderstanding this. They are wanting, they think what we want is to change the outcome of the election. Granted, I did not desire the outcome we have, and I think, you know, I think we have some pretty concrete truth as to what's going on, but we can talk about that in a minute. But beyond that, we've just come to a point where everything is lied about, people who are in power, and that is the biggest problem with our elections. People want to debate, do we need the machine? Do we need to trash the machines? Do we need to go to all paper? Do we need to do XYZ? I want to say something. If we don't get rid of the people who are in charge, it doesn't matter whether we use machines. It doesn't matter. It's like Stalin said. You know, of course we let the people vote. It doesn't matter.
It matters who counts the votes.
It matters who counts. And when we have the kind of activity going on that we have had going on, it's time for some serious indictments to come down.
Yeah. Let's talk about your race real quick. Your website is SusieVoiles.com. SusieVoiles.com. Let's talk about your race. Is this your first time to ever run for office?
For Congress, yes.
Or any office?
Oh, well, I've been in leadership positions before, not like this.
So your first time running for U.S. Congress. So clearly you've had enough of this and you're ready to clean house.
I've had more than enough. I've tried to help other candidates for 20, 25, well, probably closer to 30 years now. And candidates that have promised to do one thing, who have had a very good platform. They've done a lot of things, but look at our debt. We have over $30 trillion in debt and $99 trillion in unfunded mandate debt. That clock spins so fast.
Absolutely.
You can't see.
Absolutely.
But what really bothered me, you know, we've been talking about patriots. We're on the precipice. Are we going to be a republic, or are we going to lose our republic and fall to communism?
Exactly. Yep. So what district would you be in?
I would be in Georgia's 6th district, which is North Fulton County, a little bit of Cobb County, on up into Cherokee, straight up into Forsyth County, and then into Dawson County. So we go from suburbia into the foothills of Appalachia.
And how many are running in the primary for the Republican ticket?
At this point, there's 7 of us.
Okay. And who would you be running against on the Democrat side?
Actually, at this point, there is no one. We have Lucy McBath in the seat now.
Yeah.
But the seat was so, when it was redistricted, it became so predominantly red that she's going over to the 7th to run against Carolyn Boudreau.
So right now the Democrats don't even know if they're going to have a candidate.
Well, somebody was going to jump in, but I think she realized it is so red.
Knowing all that you know, do you believe that you can win an election? Meaning the fraud. Let's say you're the candidate. Let's say you win the primary, you're in the general. Do you think they could just steal it from you? Could they not?
If we don't get this solved, yes, they could. But I want to tell you something. I still have faith in the people of Georgia, the people of America, that they're going to do the right thing, that there's going to be such a groundswell. One of the problems with our runoff is too many people stayed home. Too many people thought, oh, my vote's not going to count.
I'm worried about that this time, too.
I will tell you one thing without a shadow of a doubt. If people don't get out and vote, 100% assurance their vote will not count.
Yeah, like if you don't vote, your vote won't count. That's for sure. All right, Susie Voiles, right? You're saying it right? SusieVoiles.com. You guys better check out how to spell it, because the phonics isn't going to work necessarily. Susie Voiles, SusieVoiles.com. SusieVoiles.com. Susie, thank you. I think you know my parents too, right?
I love your parents.
Well, thank you.
And I have loved you and your family from afar.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you, Susie. Appreciate it. Thank you.